Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, please be subscribed to all three channels and hopefully you'll get some updates. We understand that we're fighting against the system, and the system does not seem to have the best intentions for humanity or the planet.
No, it doesn't seem so, you know, but gosh, they sure put up there to start that, oh, we're doing this for your own safety.
Yeah. And again, it's Evolutionary, the original channel, EE Arts, and Heart's Home is the newest channel. And if you want a little more happiness, lightness, positivity, definitely head over to Heart's Home. So, you know, the way I view it too is Evolutionary is more like, this is going to be the tougher stuff. Sometimes the tougher stuff to handle. Definitely more of the politics and what's going on the planet. And then EE Arts, we're looking a little bit more into the, well, the hidden aspects of things such as Lemuria, Mew, Tartaria, giants, extraterrestrials, absolutely, Earth changes and the facts that they can happen very quickly, especially when they have some technology inducing them. And then over in Heart's Home, where it's dogma-free spirituality. All right, let's listen. This is Josh Sterling, highly recognized insurance research analyst. We've seen a lot of numbers coming out of the insurance industry. You can't deny these numbers. I mean, they definitely want to sweep them under the table. They're just kind of humming a tune and hoping most people are looking away, or hoping that most people are incapable of really thinking logically at this point. Let's listen to his words here.
The senator asked us to show just the one chart that tells the entire story. This is that chart. The UK government, until this summer, was reporting a data series that showed the relative mortality rates for the vaccinated and unvaccinated by the number of doses of the vaccine. We've done what we think is really professional work with this, and we think it simplifies down to a conclusion that says that through the last available data set, the people in the UK who took the vaccine have a 26% higher mortality rate. The people who are under the age of 50 who took the vaccine now have a 49% higher mortality rate. And worst of all, the people who only took one dose of the vaccine have approximately 145% worse mortality rate. That last data point is on its face confusing, especially because it seems like there's more and more, it just doesn't make a ton of sense, unless you realize that what's going on with this really is that the people who took the dose, the first dose, in the United States, that's about 12% of people, but then stopped taking any other doses, those people, through their choice to stop, disproportionately the ones who were harmed. And so what we're concluding is that if you happen to be an unlucky person who was in some fashion even moderately injured, with a minor injury, you decided not to continue, the best statistics we have show that you're gonna have, at least through today, maybe it'll get better, and obviously we're all here because we're hoping to find treatments and cures and screening and interventions, but if that doesn't happen, we have to assume that this is now the baseline. There's going to be 145% higher mortality. And if you were to take these numbers and just apply them to the United States, that ends up being something like 600,000 excess deaths per year in the United States from this higher vaccine-induced mortality. And, that's obviously a really concerning thing. And I'm happy you called the meeting. And I know we all hoping to get to answers. Thank you.
Yeah. 600,000 a year. And the thing I want to point out is, like, if we remember the sickle maker, F-A-U-C-I, right? He, when he was working on HIV AIDS, had spoke about the dangers of coming out with something too quick and saying that, you wouldn't know for 10 years. 10, 12 years down the road, if they did something and it wasn't just right, it would be an absolute disaster and it'd be too far in to stop it. This was his own words, I want to say back in either the 80s or the 90s, probably the 90s, and I'm sure somebody can find that rather easy. Well, with all the erasing always going on, but at the same time, there's so much coming out now that, you know, again, I personally have never believed in this whole process. And when we talk to people about how do you build your health back, you know, say you have Lyme disease, you know, and truly, it would be multifaceted. We are, again, you know, holistic beings. We have many different aspects to our existence, and it's amazing. Well, not really amazing, given the culture that we're in, that everything with us is about, I want it now, I want it fast, I want it cheap, just give me what you got type of mentality. Instead of doing things the natural way and building your immune system, build your own immune system, make yourself stronger, more impervious to any sort of, you know, again, there is the thought, there's different lines of thought out there as to like the whole disease process. And, you know, some people don't even believe the V word even exists, V-I-R-U-S. You know, but they do exist, and they're not exactly what we think they are. I think really, honestly, if you look at it closely, what you're talking about is something that is created to hack a program. And that program is your DNA. And yeah, absolutely. They are part of that other two letters that's on, you know, it's in the forefront of most people's minds. I think a lot of people are paying attention to the whole AI thing and probably even wondering, why is there such a big, you know, to do about this AI thing? Well, it is deeply ingrained in us. We know there's something about it that doesn't feel right, and that's because ultimately it is the ultimate evil that we are fighting against, per se. It is the dragon of old. It is the truth, Satan, the adversary. And yet it's not AI that's being created right now by humans. No, this is an ancient technology that goes back eons. And what you're seeing here is just, you know, this is something that should not really be a surprise. And I know it's not for so many of us that have been awake for, say, 30 years or more. We understand. And, you know, you guys out there, those that are watching this channel, the average age is about 50. So we reach a certain crowd. And yeah, our average age on this channel is about 50. So I can't speak to you guys and say, you remember 3 decades ago? Yeah. Because many of you do remember 3 decades ago. Do remember when HIV and AIDS was coming out and just how frightening that was. You know, always you have people that are just, I'm too busy. I just got to go see the DR. I'm not going to do my own research. And then you have those that are like, oh, I just inherently don't trust anything in this world. I got to look for myself. I got to do my own research. I'm taking it slow. I'm not jumping into anything without knowing what I am doing. And, you know, those that take that approach, they're very thankful right now.
And you know, a lot of people are in a position where they're simply in a lot of pain, whether it be emotional pain, whether it be physical pain. They're like, I need something. I need something now to fix it. And finding people in those vulnerable positions, I think, is what this system is meant to catch. Of course, we want some kind of relief. And sometimes, you know, when when there's emergencies, sorry, guys, when there's emergencies, you might need some very quick relief. But right now is a really good time to start doing your studies when it comes to herbs and medicinal plants, and start understanding that a lot of this stuff is something you do daily. You need to detox your body a little bit daily, because if you go diving into a huge detox, you're going to find yourself really not feeling very well. And then you're going to blame probably maybe the medicinal plant for that, without a lot of understanding about what happens to your system if you open the floodgates and everything is not lined up. So really important right now to be doing some research and understanding how the body detoxes itself. So when you start to implement these things, it's going to work. So we need to be ahead of the curve. We can't wait until we are really feeling horrible and desperate and very, very sick or an accident happens. No, we all need to be doctors in our own skin. We need to understand our bodies. We need to understand how they work. We need to understand how they react. And also, I think it's a good idea of wherever you are at, understand those medicinal plants in your area. And then if you do harvest them, realize, you know, you don't want to be getting anything that could be sprayed. You don't want anything that where cars have been driving by it. I mean, there's a lot of research to do. I think at some point, there is going to be quite a hiccup in the system. And it's going to create a lot of problems. And we might need to, kind of in a pinch, find alternative modalities for a lot of things.
Thank you, and well said. So, you know, again, we delve deeper in, and well, we do talk about it on Evolutionary as well as EER, so that we have specific videos going into, you know, health and wellness and fitness, nutrition, stuff along those lines, as well as energy working, which I think is the missing component for so many people. Understanding things like Qigong, Prana, Qi, understanding how energy is a massive component. And when you learn how to manipulate the life force, you can absolutely increase your resistance to any form of disease. Because, you know, we were talking to one family member and he was talking that he doesn't really believe the germ theory so much. He thinks it's more the terrain theory. Terrain theory. Okay. Yeah, it is all about the terrain. If in Qigong, it's understand, Qigong just means energy work in Chinese. In Qigong, it's understand that if your Wei Qi field, Wei is external, your external Qi field, Qi is the life force, is strong enough, you will not get sick. It's just that simple. And you could be exposed to things and you will not get sick. Now, I'm not saying you could stand right next to a nuclear blast and make it through. No. Or you're not going to stop a bullet. No. But as far as the typical things that make people sick, it won't affect you if you have enough of the life force in you, because it will automatically create a shielding effect. And I wasn't intending on going this place, but I feel like, I don't know, I guess this is what happens. So this is the way I channel, which is different than the way Cindy channels. I should say Cindy does channel this way too. She channels full trance, partial trance, and then she'll channel where she's just sharing what she's getting. And a lot of times I'm just basically speaking, and I'm not even thinking about the speaking, because it's really my higher self that's speaking, and not necessarily something that I had formulated ahead of time in my mind. Just another way of channeling. Another way many people will channel too is with pen and pad, or pencil and pad. Get there right after meditation, or right when you wake up in the morning, and just start writing down first impressions, anything that comes into your mind, and let it flow. That's a good technique also to be gaining some sort of insight into what the higher self is thinking. So absolutely, this is an analyst for the insurance companies. Yeah, obviously, the insurance companies are getting just destroyed by this, as is, you know, so many people, losing people in your families. I mean, gosh, we know so many people that are gone, not because they got the plague upon the land, but because they, you know, went along with the ouch. And if you take that 600,000, look at what they say the leading causes of death are in the U.S. Heart disease, 695,547. Cancer, 605,213. So there you have it. And the plague upon the land, they categorized 416,893. Of course, we don't believe any of the numbers. That's just the way we are. We tend to be a little cynical there. But right away, you would put that up there with the leading causes. And again, so many things get categorized, and so many things get categorized improperly. You know, this is another one of those insane accidents, you know, that maybe we should start saying a lot of these are happening. And we could put a va-va-va-va-va-va-va-voom. Yeah, va-va-voom. Somebody opened up the door while you're flying over the Pacific. That's a whoopsie. Thank God. That must have been so terrifying to go through. When you look at what the FDA is approving, they approved Neuralink. Oh, it's totally fine. Yeah. Go ahead. The monkeys were playing ping pong with their minds. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, if you trust the FDA, you trust the FDA. And here is number seven today.
You can't tell me this is normal. Look at his forehead.
Average people are catching up. Average people are catching on and saying, wait a minute, now they're too different. The energy coming off one is like completely senile. One is completely irritated and angry as hell constantly. There's so many different versions of this. People are catching on. Yeah, they are waking up a little bit. Oh boy, this is Barbara Marx Hubbard. Remember L. Ron Hubbard, Dianetics? Oh boy, hang on, guys.
But what I realized is we are the first species on the face of this earth to be aware of evolution, to be aware that we are affecting our own evolution by everything that we do, the babies we eat, the food.
Yeah. Natural flavorings. Now, of course, this is where you get a lot of people saying, oh, the Luciferian agenda, and, you know, it's the New Agers, but then they don't realize that the controllers gave them their Bible or their Quran as well. You know, here you go. That's part of the big reveal. U.S. South Korean military exercise simulates attack on North Korean forces for the sake of peace. Yeah. Oh, you know, they're looking like they're going to get a deal on the debt ceiling, perhaps. And he's only 46 is only going to get a smidgen of an increase on the defense budget. Well, who's attacking the U.S. now? Well, they will be. You know, again, everything they say is in reverse. The defense budget is an offensive budget that's utilized to destroy humanity. UK, US, Australia hold AUKUS first AI military tests. AI military tests. So this is what they're, you know, letting you in on slowly but surely. And there will be a time when humans, you know, a lot of humans, most, are at some point in time, are going to realize what's gone on. But then again, you're going to have some that are just, you know, they're being led to the cliff and just falling straight off the cliff. But meanwhile, when humans no longer man the machines will just be machines watching humans everywhere. And also having the ability to, you know, there's a human, just like, you know, when you see that show, what was that show again, where the, The Colony. You know, somebody's scaling the wall. They're trying to break out of the smart city. Bzzzt. Okay, we got them. Yeah, I mean, you know, because AI is going to be programmed to make its own decisions. Well, AI already is. And AI is truly running this show, even though we don't really understand that. Most people still don't understand that. Ukrainian attacks on Russian nuclear power plants foiled. Saboteurs tried to destroy power lines at two facilities. So, you know, again, we obviously have inside the U.S. and inside other NATO countries saboteurs that have been derailing trains and starting fires everywhere. And the same thing is going on over in Russian soil and in China, too, because, again, they share the love. You know, that's tongue-in-cheek, a little cynicism. Just like us, octopuses have nightmares too, new studies suggest. Yes, because consciousness is consciousness. This is the thing. If we try to say that the animals are different than us, yeah, they have a different vehicle. So, yeah, fish have a different vehicle than the birds, sure. They have a different vehicle than dogs and cats and other mammals. And, yeah, that vehicle's different as well from reptilians. But we all have consciousness. Well, AI doesn't.
I know AI wants something. It definitely wants to mimic, but that's all it can do. It can simply mimic, and that's all it will ever be able to do. And I think, you know, if there is such a thing as a form of jealousy with AI, it has that desire, it has that want feeling, that really strong want feeling. But I really, really love octopuses, and I really love dragonflies, and there's some other species on this planet that are not from this planet, and they are very, very fascinating creatures, and they all have a certain way that they adapt and communicate. But it's really beautiful how you can look at these beings and know that their thought processes are so similar to ours. I mean, the one thing that they are lacking is the ability to make words, but animals are so fascinating because they can read energy far better than any of us ever could. And that is a practice that you need to get used to. You got to flex that muscle and learn how to use it. And yes, you will make mistakes and you will be wrong, but those are all wonderful opportunities because they teach you how to read energy every single time that you are wrong, every single time that you are right. So all of these are fascinating things to stumble across when you're in doing these things. And then, you know, then there's a part of life where you just play, you just be, you just fly through the air, whether it be in a dream or in the 3D, you just go out there and make a big splash and just do something fun. That's what we came here for. We have these 3D bodies. We came here to use them and experience them. And let's not let anybody hijack that experience from us.
No, absolutely. You know, and again, when we're speaking about all these things with Cindy and I, we're speaking so much through direct experience. You know, so when we talk about extraterrestrials and stuff, it's not that we're theorizing or we're relying on Phil Schneider or, you know, any of these other people that have come forward and spoke about this. No, I mean, our entire life we've had interactions with you know, beings from other densities, be they human ghosts, what you would call a ghost, you know, humans that are no longer embodied. We both have seen things all our lives. Yes, that could get you locked away. See, this is another way the system works. In the old ages, they're a witch. They're a witch. You must eliminate the witches. Yes, we can't have a witch. You know, we can't have somebody that understands how to use herbs and heal things naturally, or understands that there's other beings walking around in other densities, and this is not the entirety of all that there is. You can't have people understanding things that make the whole system an illusion, which it is. It's an illusion. This is a complete dark matrix that we find ourselves in. We are not alone. There are so many different beings around us all the time. We are not always in bodies. In actuality, most beings don't have bodies like we do. We are, in a sense, blessed because in the body, in this heavy, heavy density, it allows us to go through intensity of emotions and learning. And we get rapid soul growth through these experiences in these heavy, dense bodies. One of the things that freaked me out for the longest time as a kid, it started when I was probably about 4 and a half or so, was just this feeling of disembodiment and being out of the body. And it would always freak me out, and I'd always have to go be with the grown-ups just to, you know, kind of feel grounded, because I was constantly finding myself kind of out of the body. But this is because of past life work, and it's not something that everybody's gone through yet to this point. Again, souls that have the essence, the spark of source in them, we have consciousness, which always is in us. We have a piece of that source of all that is residing within us, and that's the true us. So in that sense, again, just like the Bhagavad Gita says, you can't destroy that. But yet what the dark matrix does is they want to use you as an energy source indefinitely and keep you trapped. They want you thinking you are the body. This is why they tell you things like, well, consciousness appears to be just the result of biochemical electrical reactions going on in the brain. And when it stops, then you stop. Well, yeah. because they've decided to stay in basically the lower 4D realm indefinitely. They've given up what was the keys to the kingdom, per se, and the ability to experience densities of all different sorts, and to grow and to learn. And they're stuck, and they want to keep you stuck and then just feed off of you. They are, again, like ticks and leeches that want to attach themselves to you and just feed off of you indefinitely. But that's not who you are. This is just a learning experience. This is all about learning and having fun, like this guy. Again, it's about exploring and having fun. This is a new world that was created for consciousness to explore.
Definitely. So enjoy yourself, enjoy your experience, prepare in ways that don't keep you frozen in fear. Definitely understand that the system is not working very well, but we all need to be prepared to a certain degree. Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.